This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I just lowered my chair. I didn't even realize I had that. Wow, I was able to lower my chair, but now I can't bring it back up. All right, well, that's okay. At least my chin is on my desk. So, have you guys ever cleaned out your car? And when you cleaned out your car, you thought that maybe you should be wearing a mask because something could be toxic from years of not cleaning it out? Well, apparently a man reveals how his fish tank released the world's second deadliest poison, leaving family and multiple firefighters ill. Chris Matthews, right, needed his fish tank cleaned out. And there's a deadly coral, I guess, in fish tanks, and people don't realize there's risk to that. His family of six began suffering flu-like symptoms and eye problems after moving and clearing out the coral from their home aquarium. Four firefighters attended the scene. Now, this was in England. And all 10 of the people involved had to be taken to the hospital. Then the area had to be put into lockdown by police. Now, Mr. Matthews was unaware of the palytoxin. It is one of the deadliest substances known to man that apparently was in the air. He's only 27 years old and began to suffer breathlessness, coughing, and fever, which he described as bad as pneumonia. Everyone fell ill, even their dogs. So he called emergency services and said the incident could have been so much worse. He said, if we had spent another night in that bedroom, our lives would have been in danger. Certainly our dogs would have been in a very bad way, according to the vet. That what is so worrying, what if there had been a young child or someone elderly in the house? So they got sick because they cleaned out the fish tank. They moved the contents of one fish tank to another in the bedroom. And they took out a rock covered in coral and scraped it clean. They did not realize that when they did so, they released into the atmosphere a substance, this palytoxin, that I guess could kill you. Of course, they closed the door, they went to sleep, so they breathed it even more. The next morning, they felt groggy and initially thought it was the flu. Then the two dogs had symptoms. They're like, wait a second, we can't give the dogs the flu. Mother, sister, and her boyfriend all came down with varying levels of illness. Fire crews came. They then shut down the area. And then I guess they figured out what it was. The house was ventilated overnight, as specially trained chemical officers from the fire rescue worked with Public Health England to remove the remaining coral. And he, of course, had the worst symptoms because he cleaned the fish tank the most. See, I've made my kids clean their fish tank. See, I dump a lot of the cleaning onto the kids. I probably shouldn't do that. Now, some of these corals are really beautiful, and some of these rocks, they say it's a pest coral called pulsing zinnia that you grow in areas where you can't get anything else to thrive. It's not expensive, and a lot of people have it. Now, they interviewed an engineer, the guy is an engineer, and he has largely kept tropical fish around for 12 years. He's no amateur, and he thought he knew. He said, I knew about palytoxin, that it killed you if you ingested it, and that coral can cause things like rashes if you don't handle it correctly, but I had no idea that taking the pulsing zinnia out of the water could make the toxin airborne. They said the information is not readily available online in a way people can understand more. So, what is this paleotoxin? So, I looked it up. All right. I believe the organism is found by Native Hawaiians and was used for its unique toxic properties. Apparently, this paleotoxin, known as Palaethoa zoanthid, was isolated in 1971 by scientists in Hawaii. And apparently there is a lethal dose that's about 50 nanograms per kilogram in mice. It could kill 50% of a tested population at any given time. And it's some scary stuff. It's supposed to be pretty, I guess. I guess there's a legend to it. Apparently there's a lot of mythology. The legend said that before warriors collected limu make ohana, falsely called the deadly seaweed of Hana, from the same tide pool to create lethal poison-tipped spears. When they believed that there was a mysterious murderer on the in the area, and the fishermen would disappear, so the locals began to suspect some, I guess this legend says, some humpbacked farmer. When he was confronted, it was discovered that the hump on his back was actually the mouth of a shark fused to a man, and they called him a shark god. The culprit was expediently killed and his body burned. His ashes spread across the tide pool, and in that location, everything had become cursed or otherwise toxic. What was called seaweed by those who collected it for its toxin actually was a brown palaetoxin-producing zoanthid, which apparently would be used and found to be toxic. So, what does that mean? Well, I don't really know. I just, there's like some stuff in the sea that I think we need to stay away from. I'm not going to get into the toxicokinetics or the properties of paleotoxin, but if you have a fish tank, I would avoid coral. I would probably avoid saltwater. Saltwater tanks are really difficult to clean, and there's just more weird stuff when it comes to saltwater. We had a saltwater tank and a freshwater tank. Freshwater, the fish are boring looking. They're not really colorful, they're boring. But everybody wants to have a Nemo aquarium, where you have a clownfish, an angelfish, an anemone, you know, and that. So everybody wants to have a Nemo fish tank. That's like a real big deal these days. It's just, I think those fish tanks can unfortunately acquire more of this weird toxic stuff. So, good. Glad the family's okay. I thought that was very, very odd, but anyway. So, when we come back, Surgeon General wants more of us, not all of us, to walk around carrying an opioid overdose antidote, naloxone. Are you guys prepared to give naloxone? Are you prepared to jump in and save somebody overdosing? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to
443-443. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people have been grumpy saying that our federal government is not doing enough to help the opioid crisis. And I hate that. I hate, cannot stand when you start getting the media all panties all up in a bunch saying we're not doing something, because then somebody very reactively does something quick. And quick moves when it comes to government decrees or legislation are always bad. Okay? Like Obamacare. Boy, that was quick. Oh, I'm just going to revamp the whole healthcare system. It was a cluster. You see what certain states are doing in response to the opioid crisis. Fine, we'll just penalize doctors if they write narcotics. We'll limit people from writing narcotics, making them do 20 minutes of BS per patient encounter. That'll stop it. And unfortunately, you have a lot of other casualties then. You have a lot of other innocent people being affected. that shouldn't have to be affected. Well, one thing that the government has done, which I agree with, is a recommendation that came from the Surgeon General. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who's an MD and an MPH, urged that in addition to those who are first responders, everyone should carry naloxone, the opioid antidote, the opioid overdose antidote. He said his office is working with manufacturers and insurance companies to help make that possible. Plus, the National Institutes of Health announced a near doubling of its budget for opioid addiction research, and the FDA commissioner said his agency will do more to stop the import of illicit opiates. The FDA is going to have more powers to regulate how opioids are packaged and to help states treat and rehab people with opioid addiction. There's this bill that's moving through the Senate right now. So it looks like a lot is happening. Is any of this going to work? If you are carrying around naloxone, the opioid overdose antidote, do you know what to do with it? And if you do know what to do with it, do you see somebody overdose in front of you? How often do you see that? Some of us, I mean, I go to Walmart. I may go to the movies. I want to see Ready Player One. The book is phenomenal. I'm a little nervous. I think the movie is not going to be as good as the book. I saw the trailer. I did not like the trailer at all. But the book is phenomenal. Ready Player One. It's excellent. So I hope the movie, you know, but it's a Steven Spielberg movie, so it's got to be good. But anyway, I don't, as a doctor, and trust me, I've seen heart attacks, I've seen seizures, I'm always prepared if there's a medical emergency around me. But I've never seen somebody overdose on opioids. Would I like to have naloxone on hand so I can administer it? Absolutely, I would. So what is naloxone? Well, let's break this down for you here, okay? First, let's talk about what's going on. The U.S. Health and Human Services Agency, HHS, estimates that 2.1 million Americans are currently struggling with an opioid use disorder. They say 115 people are dying of opioid overdose a day. Remember, it was 91. Now it is 115 Americans every day. That's one person every 12.5 minutes. So if 2.1 million Americans are struggling with an opioid use disorder, they're going to feel the need to use more and more opioids because once you take one, then that doesn't seem to work and you need to take more and you need to take more. And so this number we are expecting to rise. According to Surgeon General Adams, it is time to make sure more people have access to naloxone because 77% of opioid overdose deaths occur outside the medical setting and more than half occur at home. Now, this naloxone is available without a prescription. You can pick it up. And there are three different ways to administer it, which we'll talk about. The brand name is Narcan. Now, how effective is naloxone? From what I've seen with the studies, it is 93% effective in reversing opioid overdoses. How? Well, opioids attach to the mu, kappa, and gamma receptors in the brain. What naloxone does is compete for those. So if it competes for them and it prevents the opioid from landing on those receptors, and when opioid lands on those receptors, it stops them from working, affecting your breathing. This naloxone, which is like a dummy, a decoy, will block the opioids from landing on the receptors, but still allow the receptors or still allow the brain to do what they need to do. So it's a brilliant medication. Also, in ACLS protocol, if we see somebody obtunded or somebody out unconscious, we'll just give them naloxone. It won't hurt, even if they don't have opioids on board. It won't hurt them. So, you know, it's in an emergency setting. Now, how expensive is it? Well, brand name, you can be looking at $130 a dose. For generic, $20 to $40 a dose. Now, giving everybody this naloxone, giving everybody the opportunity to administer it, is nice. I think that will help allow us to prevent 115 people dying a day, so I'm for that. But If you're going to administer it, you better be trained. You need to realize that one dose may not cut it. Just because you give somebody the antidote doesn't mean they don't need to be watched or they don't need to go to the ER. They do. Because the naloxone will only work for so long, blocking the receptors, blocking the opioid from getting to the receptors. But if there is so much opioid on board, then as soon as the naloxone wears off, those opioids are going to be sucked up by the receptors. And then the person could still go into respiratory depression. Respiratory depression means you don't breathe on your own, and then you eventually die. The other thing we need to prepare people for is some people spent a lot of money for that high. It took a lot of trials and tribulations to get that heroin or to get those narcotics, and they do not want to go through withdrawal, and they really want that high to happen. You're bringing them out of it? Some of them may be combative. Now, a study last year found that 15% of those given naloxone, they won't survive past a year because of relapsing. Not from that one overdose, but from not being, you know, not seeking the care they need to treat opioid addiction. A study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston looked at 12,000 dosages of naloxone that had been given by emergency medical services over a period of 2.5 years. From 2013 to 2015, and during that period, 93.5% of people did survive their overdose as a result of naloxone. But 1 year after the study, only 84.3% of the recipients were still alive. 35% of those who died did so from another opioid overdose. So what did the other 65% die of? We don't know. So we know naloxone works well, but it also shows that those who do receive naloxone better be watched closely, very closely. If you survive one opioid overdose, it does not guarantee survival the next time around. They say, according to the CDC, for every overdose death, there are 30 non-fatal overdoses. Last year, we had 64,000 people die from overdosing, which means there's potentially 2 million non-fatal overdoses each year. So, how is naloxone administered? Well, one is a spray. You could spray the medicine into the nose, like Narcan. Another is an auto-injector, pre-filled, ready-to-use dose of the medicine. You basically press the medicine against the person's leg. You don't even need to remove their pants. It could go through clothes, just like an EpiPen. So that's intramuscular. Or by injecting the naloxone via a needle in a syringe, and just injecting their arm or buttocks or whatever. The nasal spray people like. You don't have to spray it into both nostrils. Nothing to assemble. You basically insert the nozzle into one nostril until your fingers on each side of the nozzle are against the bottom of the person's nose. Once in place, you press the plunger firmly to spray the entire dose of Narcan into one nostril. Again, only one nostril is fine. With the auto-injector, the device is ready to go. It's a single dose of naloxone. It's administered with a retractable needle, so you don't have to worry about finding a sharps container. You don't have to attach any pieces to it. It also has a voice recording that'll tell you steps, which is very interesting. And again, you don't have to undress them. It could be through clothes. And then the via syringe, you would basically aspirate it into a syringe and then inject it. So, it's a good idea. I think good for the Surgeon General, but people need to be trained a little bit before they give it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So I love Panera Bread, and I think their restaurant is delicious. They got yummy sandwiches, some great soup. Well, unfortunately, there's an E. coli outbreak that they believe in 4 New Jersey counties could be linked to the Panera restaurant chain, according to the state health department yesterday. So not naming the chain until it could be confirmed, but Fox News is naming the chain. 6 cases of E. coli in New Jersey have thus been now reported. The Warren County Health Department and State Health Department are investigating a cluster of E. coli cases, potentially from local Panera Breads, according to Sarah Paramount, public health epidemiologist. She cautioned that Panera Bread has not been definitely determined to be the source, but is being investigated, which stinks because if they aren't the cause, now there's all this news and some people may not go to Panera. It's really, really rough on a restaurant when stuff like this comes out. But a manager at the Phillipsburg, New Jersey Panera restaurant I guess has declined to comment to some media outlets. And Panera Bread parent company has also denied, has not immediately answered. And the State Department of Health, we're looking into a cluster of cases in four counties, Hunter Dunn, Middlesex, Somerset, and Warren. Alright. So, apparently, when somebody gets sick, they could have eaten at multiple restaurants. They could have eaten at home, they could have purchased something at the supermarket. So, it's at first very difficult to blame, right, one restaurant. Unless, okay, they could time the illness. Well, I got sick 2-3 hours after I got sick 12 hours. If somebody says, yeah, I went to Panera and threw up, nah, it doesn't necessarily mean it's an E. coli infection. E. coli infections can take 24, 48 hours, even longer. Now, E. coli usually is harmless, but it could cause diarrhea, could cause abdominal cramps, bloody diarrhea, vomiting. Some E. coli could cause kidney failure, a hemolytic uremic syndrome. Most adults will recover from infection within a week. Young children and older adults have a greater risk of developing, unfortunately, these life-threatening forms of E. coli poisoning. State officials are currently, right now, collecting evidence and doing tests. Two of the six cases were from Somerset County, while the other four were from Central Jersey counties. Now, some of you may go, well, wait a second, Dahlia, this doesn't make sense. If there was a contamination, why would there only be one here and one there? And, you know, usually if there's a cluster, you would see a lot more. Well, not necessarily. You know, a lot of people may not have gotten sick, so it might not have reported. Like I just said, some E. coli infections you don't notice. Some people with salmonella may not. The majority of these strains are not harmful. But it takes the wrong place at the wrong time or the wrong dose, and you get sick. You know, I went to an IHOP in Barstow. This was a long time ago. And I ordered my crepe, the crepe with the chicken and the spinach. And I sliced into it. I took a forkful, and there was a cluster of black hair in my food. I screamed. Now, my son starts to eat his, and I go, whoa, 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 wait a second, let me take a look, and it was in there too. Now, it appeared in the whole restaurant, we were the only two that had hair in our food. It almost looked like somebody shaved their beard over the food. That's how gross and large amount of hair it was. It wasn't one hair falling in. It was a bunch of hair. So, I mean, who's cutting their hair or shaving? So the place didn't make us pay. I mean, I offered to pay. I'm like, let me pay and get out of here. She's like, don't pay, just go. And they said they fired the chef, and they took care of it. And unfortunately, I could never walk back into there because that was so, you know. But this is how only one or two people could be affected. Now, where do you get E. coli? Well, you could get E. coli from somebody's butt. I'm not saying somebody wiped their butt with the food or whatever. Or somebody could have not cleaned their hands well, then touched a spoon or a knife or some cooking surface. Food could have touched that. Doesn't necessarily have to be millions and millions and millions of bacteria affecting days' worth of food. And they could very easily trace the strain. Certain bacteria have certain strains, genetic makeup, and they could trace that, and they could trace that back. So we'll keep you posted on that. Again, I'm a huge fan of Panera. I think they have great food, but, you know. All right, food allergies in children may be linked to baby wipes. A study here in the U.S. found genetics and skin exposure to baby wipes, dust, and food, all factors behind increasing levels of children with food allergies. Lead study author Joan Cook Mills, a professor of allergy immunology at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, described the findings as a major advance in our understanding of how food allergy starts early in life. Almost 1 in 12 young children suffer from a food allergy in the UK and in America as well. And we're noticing this is becoming more and more common. And we don't know what to do. We're like, wait a second. When we grew up, nobody was allergic to peanut butter. Everybody had Skippy peanut butter. Nobody had issues with peanut butter. What the hell is going on? Well, maybe we're very vocal about it. Maybe it's not a stigma. Maybe, you know, we don't try. But I think what it really is we have more people with allergies. So they're recommending to reduce baby skin exposure to the food allergens by, one, washing your hands, limit use of baby wipes that leave soap on the skin, rinse soap off with water like we used to do years ago. Researchers said clinical evidence shows that up to 35% of children with food allergies have something called atopic dermatitis. Atopic dermatitis is where you get a dermatitis or skin infection, skin reaction, not because of an infective issue, but because of an allergic issue. So they used a mouse model, a little neonatal mouse model, so little mice that weren't born yet, with skin barrier mutations, and tried exposing the skin to food allergies like peanuts. Now, the peanuts alone had no effect. Then they realized the babies were exposed to. They're exposed to dust in the home. Maybe they're not eating food allergens as a newborn, but they're getting this on their skin. So let's say a sibling with peanut butter on her face kisses the baby. Or a parent is preparing food with peanuts and then handles the baby. So we're exposing these kids maybe a little too early before their immune system can handle it. And then with baby wipes, they say the top skin layer is made of lipids or fats. And the soap in the wipe disrupts that barrier. And they found skin problems that occur with these skin barrier mutations. And these may not be visible till long after the food allergy has started. So if you're like, oh, wait a second, my kid has some issues with the wipes or with their skin, you may not be able to pick that up before they're already becoming allergic to a food. So the team found neonatal mice with mutations had normal appearing skin, and dry, itchy skin of dermatitis did not develop until after they were a few months old, which would mean they're young adults in human years. After the mice received 3 to 4 skin exposures of food and dust allergens for 40 minutes during a 2-week period, then they were given eggs or peanuts by mouth. And the mice had allergic reactions at the site of skin exposure, in the intestine, and severe food reactions as well. So, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. I think we are exposing our kids to too much crap. I think we need to go back to some basics, some soap and water. We need to avoid a lot of the chemicals. Maybe some of these chemicals are triggering more of an allergic response. Maybe our peanut butter isn't as fresh as it used to be. What? How did you used to make peanut butter? Peanut, salt, sugar, and butter? Was it just, I don't know. But now there's all sorts of food additives. There's low-fat peanut butter, sugar-free peanut butter. So there's all this stuff we're doing. And maybe that's what's triggering these allergies. And once you're allergic to something, it's very easy for the body to kind of fight generally anything that looks like it. So maybe it's some of the preservatives that are triggering this. I don't know. All right. When we come back, older people make new brain cells. Very, very cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, they are wrong. Boy, are they wrong. And we're finding out that our brains, yeah, we may age, but that doesn't mean we can't produce new cells. Human brains make new cells even as we get older, even in our late 70s. Study published in the journal Cell Stem Cells. Mara Baldrini from Columbia University and colleagues studied the brains from corpses of people who were between 14 and 79 years old at the time of their death. The brain showed no signs of any major disorder, Brain samples did not come from drug users or people who used antidepressants either. And they wanted to use samples which excluded people who might have done steroids or anything like that that could have stimulated cell growth. And they were able to find newly formed brain cells. The researchers studied the hippocampus, taking a closer look at the newly formed brain cells and the state of blood vessels in the region of the brain that is very important and crucial for motion, spatial navigation, and memory. She and her team counted the number of newly formed neurons in the hippocampus using specialized computer software and found that the older brain had, get this, just as many new cells as younger brains. We found that older people had similar ability to make thousands of hippocampus, thousands of neurons, new hippocampal neurons, from young progenitor cells, just like young folk. They also found equivalent volumes of the hippocampus used for emotion cognition across the ages. So, why would the brain deteriorate at older age? Well, older brains, okay, may form less blood vessels, may possess a smaller pool of these progenitor cells, which are kind of the early descendants of the stem cells that create new neurons, nerve cells. And it could also be maybe, you know, some of our health issues like cholesterol or sugar, etc. But they say in healthy older individuals without cognitive impairment or neuropsychiatric disease like Alzheimer's or whatever, they have neurogenesis, meaning new brain cells forming. Very, very cool. So, 5.4 million Americans have dementia. It's the fifth leading cause of death in adults 65 years older and above. If we could capture and harness the science behind making new cells, that could be pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so apparently doctors are furious because some secret monitoring devices were hid under their desks at a hospital in England. They call this Occupy Eye Automated Workspace Utilization Analysis Devices an astonishing invasive of privacy. Apparently, these gadgets were installed by the Hull Royal Infirmary to ensure optimum space utilization at the hospital. Huge invasion of privacy. They say working conditions are bad enough for hospitals and doctors and support colleagues without the trust management taking a leaf straight from the pages of Orwell's 1984. We are seeking urgent clarification on whether the secretive, intrusive nature of the recording of individuals represents a breach of data protection legislation. This Unison has 1.3 million members. It's aware of the devices, but confirmed that none of its members have voiced concerns. So I guess it monitors movements, and it's not giving us too many details on what these things do. But I think a lot of us, whether we're cops, whether we're teachers, whether we're doctors, whether we're medical providers, we need to be, or parents, daycare workers, we need to be prepared that everything we do is going to be on camera. Everything we do is going to be on camera. Now, I know you as a patient, it's like, wait a second, I don't want my prostate exam on camera. I don't know. I am not too sure what is going to happen with this. But in terms of lawsuits and people saying, yeah, I was touched, or I was this, or I was wrongly, assaulted, or I was shot, or, you know, and there's this big push to have body cameras, to have surveillance overseeing what happened. Because we have the ability to do the surveillance, people want it. Now, I do not want it in the doctor's room. I would like some privacy when I go to the doctor. I think patients would like some privacy. I mean, I notice as a teacher, our videos, our lectures get taped. And when I think of being on camera, I act way differently than if I forget about the camera. Because I like to talk straight. I don't want to think that somebody is going to look at that and review it over and over and over again. You know, that was the hardest part about going into radio. Going into radio, I'm like, well, it's recorded. And for life, anything I say can be held or used against me, right? If I'm wrong about answering a medical question, if I make a joke if I make fun of the British and their roundabouts or their traffic circles, okay, that could come back and haunt me. And so my very first time on radio, I scripted it. I wrote the whole thing out. And I read it off. Well, no. That's not what people want. People want you raw. And I noticed that with students in terms of teaching, okay? And I have to sometimes just say to heck with it. If there is going to be footage of me, you know, cracking a joke, then there's footage of me cracking a joke. Hopefully, no, I don't offend anybody with a joke except myself. I usually make fun of myself and my jokes. And so, but, you know, same thing with, you know, when it comes to police work, you know, many police officers do what they do best by, you know, Crockett and Tubbsing or Murtaugh and Riggs or, you know, using their instinct, using some creativity, using whatever. Now, of course, you know, somebody dies in the process. No, there's got to be some accountability. But once you start second guessing yourself with the surveillance, it's not good. So once you think somebody's surveilling you, or it just doesn't work. So I don't understand what this you know, space analysis surveillance thing was for doctors, but I don't blame them for being ticked. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these surgical goggles, they say that could spot cancer in tissue where the human eye can't. These goggles were developed by researchers at the University of Illinois and Washington University. They were tested on mice and women with breast cancer and have an integrated camera that could pick up infrared signals before the surface of the tissue. The tiny device was inspired by the Morpho butterfly eyes, according to the study published in the journal Optica. Researchers explained that before the surgery, the women were injected with a green dye containing a protein that attaches specifically to cancer cells. The dyed cells emit an infrared signal that cannot be seen by the human eye, but is detected by the camera in the goggles worn by the surgeons. By looking at the way nature has designed the visual systems of insects, they say they could address serious problems that exist in cancer surgery today and make sure there is no cancer cells left behind. It's quicker. It has a lot more advantages because it could go deeper into the tissue. You don't want to be cut where you don't have to be cut, and you don't want somebody leaving something that doesn't need to be left. So looking for this green coloration could be very, very cool. I love this idea. You could locate tumor sites even through the skin. This camera could pick up signals beneath the surface of the tissue. This is phenomenal. Not the first time I've heard of something like this. So I hope they could, you know, get this going. How much is something like this costing? Well, they think they could get it to cost around $200 compared to $20,000 for the cheapest FDA-approved instrument. This is being reported by SWNS. This technology is more sensitive, accurate, smaller, and they think would be lower cost than current available instruments that the FDA has approved. I am such a fan. Oh, my gosh. You know, I told you, some cancers actually will stand out by color, like thyroid cancer, but you can't see them all. So I'm a fan. This is cool. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.